A look back at Whitetail, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Andrew McKean is the chief editor of the very popular outdoor magazine, appropriately titled Outdoor Life. He shared with me a fascinating perspective on the history of whitetails in our country.
As the homesteaders were hacking and hewing their way across the woodland, they displaced an awful lot of deer. So if they were not killed for subsistence eating, they were killed for the marketplace before regulated hunting. And so from about the mid to late 1800s through about the 1920s and into the 30s, there were really no deer in America. The ones that existed were pushed to these really remote areas of either the northern Midwest or really remote, nasty, tangly swamps in the south. And it took a lot of years of not hunting them to let them come back. And then, of course, as the land use changed, farms got bigger and there were fewer people on the landscape. Deer just occupied that vacant habitat. Until now, we're worried about hitting them on the road.
You're saying that at one time, the population of whitetail was in jeopardy.
If there had been an Endangered Species Act at about 1900, I have no doubt that the white-tailed deer would have been listed as an endangered species.
Can you compare the deer populations of whitetail versus mule deer?
Yeah, there are many, many times more whitetail in North America than mule deer. Mule deer habitat requirements are pretty rigid. They need wide open spaces. They will use agricultural crops when they need to, but they prefer to be away from people and human habitation. So that means our big expanses of western public land.
Thanks, Andrew. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.